USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Millions of Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, ignoring the advice of health experts who warned of a super spreader weekend. Public health officials have been urging people to stay home and not travel to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA, the auto club group in Chicago, says the course of the pandemic may have caused some people to follow that advice.
Especially now with the COVID-19 cases on the rise, people are thinking twice about getting on the road or getting on a plane to travel.
Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson urged state residents to follow coronavirus guidelines over Thanksgiving, but said the government has no business mandating gathering sizes. Coronavirus cases have spiked across the nation, hitting 2 million new cases in just 2 weeks. A number of governors from California to New York have enacted 10-person limits on gatherings amid the holiday week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Fraudulent unemployment claims from prison inmates have cost California $140 million.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison as inmates bragged about scamming the system. The scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gusty conditions throughout the West have put Southern California on high alert, prompting the National Weather Service to issue red flag warnings. Low humidity and forceful Santa Ana winds between 40 and 65 miles per hour have forced power companies to warn residents about potential power shutoffs amid an increased wildfire risk. Denver's mayor is explaining himself and offering an apology after he traveled to Mississippi for Thanksgiving. Mayor Michael Hancock said he made the decision to head out of town because his wife and daughter are in Mississippi. The mayor's trip comes as officials in Colorado have warned about a steep increase in COVID-19 cases that threatens to stress the hospital system, and after warnings from the governor and others to keep Thanksgiving gatherings small and safe. A child wants Santa to bring him a mower?
Ethan Reynolds of Columbus, Indiana, has always been a helper. The 11-year-old loves to volunteer at a local nursing home and an animal shelter. And during COVID, he sets up a table of donated food for those in need. The innovative fifth grader also started up a lawn care service to bring in extra money, and his neighbors were more than happy to hire him. They all noticed how Ethan instinctively paid attention to the home of an elderly resident who lives alone, checking in on him during isolation. The problem? Ethan's old equipment started to conk out. So his community got together and surprised him with a brand new push mower. When Ethan saw it sitting in his driveway, he literally fell over with excitement and then declared the red mower to be rad. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kevin Bessler.